Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, here for another afternoon of just rejoicing in the Lord, listening to some wonderful music and some wonderful spoken word. I'm very excited because we do have an interview today with Andrew Cullen, and he will be on shortly. But if you don't know, first I have to give all praise and honor to the great I Am and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for lifting me up yet another Saturday to come back to you. It's always a blessing that he gives me the strength to do that. Now, if you didn't know, now you know. I start every show out with a Bible verse, and this is something I want you to meditate on, concentrate on, ask the Lord for wisdom, and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal whatever is being said to you. And we're going to go from Matthew 11, chapter 27 to the 29th verse, and it reads this way. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. All that says is give it over to Jesus. And if he chooses you to reveal himself to you, you're a very lucky person and very blessed. And again, just give all your cares and worries to him. I know a lot of people out there have a lot of heavy burdens that they're carrying. Okay, we're going to get started with the show, and we're going to get Andre on the line so we can get this interview started. Andre, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am. How you doing?
I am doing I'm blessed. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing good. Very good. Okay. Blessed as well.
Yeah, that's all you can say when you wake up is I'm blessed.
Right.
Right. I've been looking forward to this interview. I've been telling everybody, I've been looking forward to this interview ever since we scheduled it.
Okay.
And first, I want you to let us know what part of the United States are you calling from?
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay, so we got to give a shout out to Raleigh, North Carolina. Thank you for your support and lending us to you for a while over here in Chicago.
Okay.
All right. Now, I know there that we have a piece that I'm going to play later by you called This Is the First One. But one of the things I wanted to know is how did you get started into Christian spoken word versus just spoken word?
Christian spoken word and spoken word both together were the same thing. When I first started writing, I was writing Christian spoken word. But I was at a rehabilitation center in Houston, Texas. And me and one of the guys that was there were freestyling and just sharing rhymes with each other. And then he said, hold on, I'll be right back. He went and got this notebook and came back with it. He started reading his spoken word poetry. And I had seen it before, like Russell Simmons' Deaf Poetry. And when I always saw it, I was like, man, that's deep, you know. And I thought, I respected it, but I always thought that it was something that was beyond my capabilities. And after he did his, he was like, let me hear some of yours. I'm like, I don't do that. And he was like, why? And I'm like, because I can't. And then he said, well, from listening to your rhymes, I know you can do it. And then whenever he said that, I felt like it was God speaking through him. And I felt a conviction to write. And so, you know, I said, okay, I'll do it. And then maybe the next day, I felt the conviction so hard that I just grabbed my a composition book, my Bible, and I went into one of the rooms, and I said, okay, God, if you want me to write, then you tell me what to say. And when I sat down, I didn't have a title for it, so I just put the title as This Is My First One.
Okay, I love that story because, you know, whenever God gives you a conviction to do something, he's going to equip you to do
that very thing,
and he's going to speak through you. And, you know, one of the things about being a Christian spoken word artist, I feel we're just like the apostles in the Bible who wrote their books because we're expressing our love for God in our word. So, you know, I think it's very commendable. Now, how long have you been doing it? you would say?
I started in February 2006. So
oh, wow.
6 years.
6 years. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, 6 years. Yeah. Now, do you have places in Raleigh that you can go, open mics and things, and perform?
There's a lot of open mics that's happening. As a matter of fact, today there's one that I'm going to right after the interview, and it's called Power of the Tongue. It's a twice-a-year event that we have, and it's getting larger and larger. I don't think it's necessarily based after Passion for Christ movement that they have in California, but around here it's getting the same type of accolades, you know. I think because maybe it's twice a year, but there's that. We have that. There's also, I think you all interviewed Rhonda Hatton.
Yes, yes.
Yes. She has an event which I call my home, which is the second Thursday of every month.
Okay.
And that's Living Words.
Okay, Living Words. She did tell me about that. Now, when you speak, I need you to hold the phone back just a little because we were getting some distortion as you were speaking. But, yes,
okay.
Rhonda did tell me about that event. I heard it's a wonderful event, and I'm going to try to get myself down there to do it with you. Now, of course,
okay.
I'm going to put you on the spot and tell you, go ahead and let's freestyle right now. You got something live for me?
I do have something live for you. As a matter of fact, it's my most recent piece.
Okay.
Am I sounding good to you now?
Yes, you're perfect.
Okay. This is my most recent piece, and it's entitled A Resurrected Life.
Ooh. All right.
I have been licensed by God to drive to exactly where you are. He sent me to pick you up like church vans on a Sunday morning. And without warning, we're traveling at maximum speed. You've been asking him, please, to cut you some slack with your grief, and he says that it will only come after you cease trying to steer your life from the passenger seat. Our masters you meet, the teacher that knows exactly which classes you need, blew his breath into your soul during your season of spiritual suffocation so at last you could breathe. The Ancient of Days, combining eternity with perfection. Our God is not a novice, but he is an expert at matriculating back into right standing lost souls that were found lodging in a hospice. Gives them roots so they can blossom into a state of maturity and wisdom. He hears the cries of those praying for a resurrected life, and that's exactly what he gives them. Redeems and uplifts them, and equips them with a manual for the system from which they can drink daily, because it's a forever flowing cistern of the printed blood of Jesus, which brings life to each and every one who finds it. A resurrected life is like one of them old hand pumps. Only commitment, faith, and discipline primes this. And once the anointing starts slowing, there really ain't no denying it. Your application involves nothing more than merely stepping into a new life, because Jesus already co-signed it. You see, we're following his footsteps, reenactments of when he met John in the Jordan. Totally saturated in the spirit of those that swallowed the baptismal water. Jesus in, Jesus out. He keeps a head tilted towards the hills and past the clouds when life attempts to convince us to drop our shoulders and face the south. We turn sound waves into swords by regurgitating Jesus through our mouth. Knowledge and confidence in the verbalized gospel is what forever keeps us protected. And even if the most recent turn of events are exponentially much, much worse than anything you could have ever expected, I want you to rest in the hope and the similarities that even Jesus had to go to hell before he was resurrected. And there he proclaimed to the bound that he paid their debts because he knew that they couldn't. So if you slip and you think you're living in hell right now, please understand that God's assigned his angels to place you in the safety of Abraham's bosom. And you are to sacrifice your doubts and fears like he was about to do. Your entire life has been a resurrection ram in the bush, but condemnation and unbelief has you blinded so you can't realize. So until your faith takes full effect and furnishes you with freedom, feel free to firmly fasten to my coattail and ride, because Jesus Lazarus me out of the cave for deliverance testimony, and I'm here to provide it. I am a talking epistle whose ability for biblical cognition is a miracle. So drenched in his blood, I can walk through the flames of hell wearing gasoline clothing and never even singe the material. So lifted in the spirit, I never have to wash my feet. Spiritual peripheral is anointed, so I can now see the whole of carnality as obsolete. Joint air, so there's no stopping me. I'm kept in safety because Jesus never hesitated when Pop said bleed. I'm on the top and not beneath. And if these words are resonating in your spirit, then you just got released. And at the same time, you stop the thief. God's the chief, and he specializes in resurrecting lives into a position where it's only the cross you see. oblivious to lack and deficiency like events that never happened. But you gon' find yourself engulfed in a school of piranhas if Jehovah Jireh ain't your captain. He backs me, so I back him. On a mission to disintegrate the mindsets of those who think it's a good idea to be tricking and trapping. Vulnerable to attack because they were lacking compassion. You saw them on your spiritual highways, but arrogant travel lanes caused you to pass them. What makes you think you were better than them when God answered you when you asked him? You need to face the facts and understand that it's not your pseudo-righteousness but God's grace that's the factor. You have multiple understandings of their struggles, but you're a hypocrite, so you mask them. God looked down on us and offered us a son. You look down on us and offer us laughter. And it ain't because you have to. It's just because you think that's what the inhabitants of your circle of saved folks would do. When I think of your mentality towards me, I want to hawk and spit, but that ain't what saved poets do. But please understand that just one slip and them same ropes you're hanging us with gonna be choking you. So I'm pouring you my life into this microphone, unashamed of the start overs and relapses. And instead of lying down as a dead man inside one of your free caskets, I'll forever stand in front of you and represent or resurrect your life until the sky starts thundering and I see slashes. Because he's coming back for me and I know it. Preordained me to be a Christian spoken word poet. And I'm going to have to give an account for whether I spit it exactly the way he gave it to me or thought about your feelings and tried to sugarcoat it. A truly resurrected life overrides reason and logic. And this thing too serious for me to be politically correct and snobbish, so you won't catch me tiptoeing around there, one of my divinely assigned topics. We stand in the middle of a war zone, but you acting like we in the tropics. You face to face with a killer shark, but you choosing to see it as a tilapia. Patty cake and a hopscotch with the devil and wonder why you ain't stopping him. The way I see you selling out to Satan, I'm wondering if you got stock in him. Don't worry, I'm on the verge of stopping. It's just that I can't control my esophagus when I think of how God is just resurrecting my former desolate life into a glory-filled testimonial metropolis. Prayer, my God is marvelous, and I marvel at the fact that he loves me and values my salvation so much that to ensure it, he crucified his own begotten son, Jesus the Christ. How about everybody standing to your feet and giving God your best praise if you're grateful for him resurrecting your life? That's that.
Hey, no, that's more than that. Amen. Amen. You just preached through rhyme. You put everything in there, but you know, and especially on our way to our most holiest holidays, Good Friday and Easter. That was a very powerful piece that you just did. You let everybody know exactly what they needed to do.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You are very gifted and talented in doing this, and you can tell that the Holy Spirit is working with you. Okay.
Right.
That's deep.
One thing that I want to I get a lot of accolades for my pieces, you know,
okay.
But the one thing that I want people to understand is, out of all of them, I have written not one. God wrote them all. All I did was just scribe it on the paper and recite it to the listeners, you know. But I'm grateful that God still speaks to me.
Yeah.
You know, and He gives me this venue to teach people and also show them that He still speaks to me. So I'm grateful for it.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Definitely touch and agree. Even with the radio show, I always tell people that I'm not doing this.
Right.
It's the Christ within us. The hope of glory. That's what gets done. But we just have to open ourselves and accept that resurrection life, like you were talking about. You know, get to that point, and then you'll be able to just let Christ out. When people look at you, all they see is Christ.
Right.
That's the goal. Yeah. Well, you know, I know you need to get to another event, but I want to ask you, is there anything else you want to give us, or is there any parting words that you would like to say to the audience?
Well, like I told you in the beginning, when I first started to do this, the piece, this is my first one, you know, I asked God, if you want me to write, then you tell me what to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my trust in him that opened the door for him to be able to speak to me.
Okay.
And also, at another point in time, when I was going through my I was at a very, very, very desolate place in my life. I was walking down beside the interstate in Dallas, Texas in 2003, and it was just a bad time. I was dirty, hadn't washed in 3 or 4 days, broke.
Right.
And
right.
While I was walking down the street, God spoke to me in my spirit, and he said, the reason that you're going through these things right now is because of the previous decision that you made. But I have blessings and things that you've never seen before in line for you. And all you have to do is just turn back to me, and those things will be given to you. And just like this situation right now, you know, I mean, from where I was then to being interviewed on an internet radio station is, I mean, those are worlds apart. And so if I would leave people with anything, it's just if God gives you a vision and he shows you the reason why you're in the current situation that you're in, and he gives you a predisposition of things that are coming to the future, then just trust him, continue to walk in it, because God is not a liar, and he will bring everything to pass that he told you he would.
Amen. Amen to that. That was beautifully said. And to all the young and old and middle-aged people out there who are hesitating to jump into this arena of spoken word or evangelism or, you know, missionary work, just let God open up and let him in. It's an experience that you cannot even describe to people.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's like,
exactly.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, and I want to congratulate you, too, for doing what you do, because it's a wonderful thing. You know, anytime we can be expressions of putting God's word out there, then, you know, that's to be commended, and I want to congratulate you for doing what you do. Hello? Hello? Hello?
All right, all right. Hopefully you can hear me out there. I'm getting ready to call Andre back because for some reason the phone dropped. So we're going to get him back on the line and definitely give him, say goodbye to him and welcome him to the family. Bear with me. We have been having technical difficulties for a while now. And, you know, what can we say? What can we say?
Hello.
Hi. You know, all of a sudden, the whole show just stopped. But you know what?
Right, okay.
You put so much Christ in this, the devil had to come and shut down the studio.
Okay?
Right. He shut down the studio. I had to call back in and everything. But anyway, you don't need to know all that. All I need to, you know, when I tell people when things like that happen, that means that you brought Christ up in the room and the devil tried some way to stop it. But we're going to keep pushing on. We're going to keep pushing on. I just wanted to call back and thank you and welcome you to the Journey Home Outreach family. Personally, you are family. Do not be
thank
a stranger.
You.
Whenever you want
thank
to be
you.
On, whenever you want to just, you know, something hits your spirit, and even if I'm on the air, just call me, okay?
Okay.
And I'll stop the show and let you do your due. I will do that, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a blessed rest of the show.
Okay, you too, and it was a pleasure.
Right.
Thank you so much for blessing us. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, everyone. We're going to keep on moving on to the show. Like I said, sorry for that brief interruption, but it doesn't matter because when we're doing it and we're doing it for God, there's nothing that can stop us. So this is Andre Cullen's piece that we were talking about. This is my first one.
Hey y'all, what's up? Check this out. It's Andre Keller here. I got this spoken word piece that I want to do, getting ready to do it. It's called This Is My First One, because it's the first one that I ever wrote. But look, I just got this webcam, and this is the first time I ever recorded something on it. I'm going to shoot it straight to Facebook, YouTube, wherever it's going to go. So, when you hear it, hit me back. Let me know what the visual quality looks like, the audible quality, how it sounds. Also, give me some criticism on the piece itself. This is my first one. Here you go. This is my first one. Peace, that is. Peace, black kids and adults of the other multiple colors of races that are getting highly spiritual in these natural places. Six packs and cases of your favorite refreshments are being passed around while we're serving servings of both the Old and New Testaments, both the Old and Newer Testament. Delectable savory treats. To some it is as fresh milk, to others the highest grade of choicest meats that are getting seared while sizzling in the parks or backyards of any of these city streets or country roads. The word is everywhere, and even though this is my first one, I must not be scared or shy or ashamed to boldly preach the gospel. Do you smell the smells that a cooking demon's doing are becoming hostile? But being brought forth is the peace of God's apostle. Is this milk and cookies to you, or steak and lobster? The latter for me, and I highly encourage you not to become discouraged. You're thinking your attempts at seeking Jesus are being rendered purposeless. See, the king for charcoals on your grill may not be as hot as mine, but in due time, if you get on the grind, you'll find a line or two that will align you to a light that's blinding you to this world's darkness, this world's hardness. Ferociously attacking both the atrociously strong and the pitifully weak. That's why we must consistently sip in this milk repeatedly until we're eating meat. This is my first one, the virgin. Mary gave birth to a perfect one, why can't I? After all, I'm the son of the king of the most high. El Shaddai, who gives us the choice to choose to live life for us, we shall die. 66 editions of expertise scripture, renditions of Greek and Hebrew coalitions, translated the King James's commission. And when you add to that the missing other books, I love the looks of the coming days and years, especially if we diligently dig and not just play it by ear. I'm praying that here is the path to someone's salvation. Hope I'm tickling someone's ear, enticing in someone anticipation that leads to congratulations, because they picked up the book and actually read it some instead of being meddlesome with procrastination. This is my first one. Come closer than near it. Intensely get inside and feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. Completely, totally surrender your entire vessel and let the Holy Spirit commandeer it as He has done mine. Either this is fun time, or you're standing next to a gun line with demonically active spiritual snipers waiting, anticipating for you to become off balance just one time, then bow. Yeah, I know. And I know that you know, or know of someone who's already cold from the heat of retreating after previously eating this meat, but it's not you. You got grace. And you've gotten to a place in your life where there's no more pain and strife, and either you are or have a happy wife or glamorously living the freedom of a single life, but just left the grocery store and ignored twice. That lady standing in front of the grocery store couldn't afford rice. This is my first one. And I pray that you'll see that without G-O-D, that lady standing in front of the grocery store could easily be you or me, but it's not. And we seem to have forgotten the struggle. God still loves you and His other children too. If one of your children were lost, wouldn't you want someone to bring them to you? Who are we that we only think of me when we plant our seeds and sometimes have to reseed our seeds in our attempts to succeed? Please, this Sunday, lift someone off their knees. Physically feed them maybe a sausage, egg, and cheese from Mickey D's, then lead them to where they can get some spiritual food with ease. School them to the rules like reverence and no cursing. Be a shepherd to the sheep, but you're not normally accustomed. If you're reluctant, then maybe you should rehearse some. Take them to church, then down to the altar. Look up to God and say, this is my first one. There you go. Hope you like it. Hit me up. You know, constructive criticism is welcome. You know what I'm talking about? Just hit me up with it. Whatever it is, I'll let you.
Okay, this was my first one by Andre Cullen. If you want to reach him, you can actually check his work out at www.reverbnation.com/Mr. Supreme, and that's all one word. But if you want to check out anyone who's ever been played on the show, all you have to go to the ministry's website at www.sistapoochie.com. That's SISTAPOOCHIE.com. And there's a roster with everybody's contact information. Most of the artists have more than one contact. So I encourage you to go to the website and check it out. And I also encourage you to go to the website, pick one artist, and send them a note of kindness. Tell them how you feel about their work. A little kindness goes a long way. Okay, now Andre had to go to an event, and this is a big event that only happens twice a year. So we didn't do the church announcements, and now we're getting ready to do them. All right, now first up, a webinar is held every Monday. And if you go to the ministry's website, you can register for it. You only need to register once. It's a 31-session about the story, God's story, our story. What it is doing is I will be taking the stories in the Bible, which are not just separate stories, but all interwoven, and we will be walking through them to see what God's vision for us is, because it's just like a play. If you're in a play and you don't know your part, you don't know what to do. So that's where the Bible comes in, basic instruction before leaving the earth. So we're going to be looking at the stories of the Bible. Every Wednesday night at 7 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, El Buffet holds Bible study at the ministry's website, www.sisterpoochie.com, as well. And also the webinar is at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time at the ministry's website as well. All right, next week, March the 31st, the youth are taking over the studio. All right, we're going to have a whole show about Spiritual Peace, who's a wonderful artist, and he sent me his whole catalog, so we're going to do the whole show on his work. But we're still going to have the dance mix, because this is still Sister Poochie, and we got to have that gospel house dance mix. But this is a hip-hop gospel dance mix by youth DJ, DJ Shaheem, and we have a new hostess of the show, Shining Star. Now, our newsletter will be coming out next week, and if you are not on our email list, there's two things you can do. Go like us on Facebook, go like us on Twitter, go to the ministry's website, look all the way up in the right-hand corner, and you'll see Facebook and Twitter, or you can just email the ministry at sistapoochie@sistapoochie.com, and I will put you on the mailing list. That's SISTAPOOCHE, and that's it for the church announcements. .com, by the way. So anyway, that's enough for the church announcements, and we're going to move on with the rest of the show. Next up on the mic is G86 featuring God Sent with Get Your Mind Right.
Pilot plus passenger, escaped the massacre with dates on my calendar. Left the lift hosanna up the bloodstained banner, staying away from tarantulas and paparazzi cameras. Greedy and the glamorous, soon to lose stamina. A window like the grass, I knew somebody called the ambulance. I'm writing sermons as a servant while my flesh is murdered. Speaking truth, avoiding lies of the wicked serpent. Serve the gospel to the block, even cops nervous. Cause the word will cut you deep like a heart surgeon. Yeah, the laborers are few, we need male nurses. Humble workers that are used for the Lord's purpose. I've been bought with a price, yeah, I've been purchased. And I'm glad cause this world is a silly circus. It'll have you going around in a vicious circle. So the vision goes beyond the color purple.
Gotta woke up right, we live, we die. Put faith in Christ, flesh we deny.
Get your mind right here, yeah. Get your mind right here, yeah. Get your mind right here, yeah. Get your mind right there.
We woke up right, we live, we die. Put faith in Christ, flesh we deny.
Get your mind right here, get your mind right here, get your mind right here, get your mind right there.
Well, you know God's
pups and sulfur wolves. So I record them, you're missing, you can cop at the store. It ain't drug related, but I'm serving it raw. I don't never rap nothing I ain't lived and I saw. Ain't nobody perfect, I'm the first with a flaw. I ain't talking about police when I follow the law. So I speak life with every word on my jaw. And I'm trying to reach souls and move them like U-Haul. Trying to reach goals where mountains ain't too tall. And I done have visions that church is bigger than Mars. I done praised in prison the modern day Paul. And I don't stay on the mat, I get up when I fall. Hands up, boys, cause I'm ready to brawl. They say I'm like David when he battled Goliath. They say I'm like Daniel in the den with the lions. So if you want to live, you gotta start dying.
Gotta walk upright, we live, we die. Put faith in Christ, flesh we deny.
Get your mom right here, get your mom right here, get your mom right here, get your mom right there.
We walk upright, we live, we die. Put faith in Christ, flesh we deny.
Get your mom right here, get your mom right here, get your mom right here, get your mom right there.
Inject from the cockpit of sin and his nonsense. Screwed down my conscience as well as my closet. Bang like a mosh pit in Christ, I'm Colossus. Without him, I'm nauseous. The old me's in boxes. Next to a coffin, dead to my problems. God done solved them, solution for all men. Highly exalted, I'm saved from the tyrant. Cross on my back like the axe of a fireman.
The music is the weapon that just keeps firing. Iron sharpens iron, and that's no lying. Even when we slip up, we gotta keep trying. My flesh ain't willing, but my soul stays flying. Why is the church chilling while the streets stay crying? Out for a change for my lifestyle to toster. That's why I bring the message of truth like the gospel. G86 and God sent gospel.
Gotta walk upright, we live, we die. Put faith in Christ, flesh we deny.
Get your mom right here, get your mom right here, get your mom right here, get your mom right there.
We walk upright, we live, we die. Put faith in Christ, flesh we deny.
Get your mom right here, get your mom right here, get your mom right here, get your mom right here.
Gotta walk upright, we live, we die. Put faith in Christ, flesh we deny.
Get your mom right, get your mom right, get your mom right, get your mom right.
We walk upright, we live, we die. Put faith in Christ, flesh we deny.
Get your mom right here, get your mom right here, get your mom right here, get your mom right.
All right, that was G86 featuring Godsend with Get Your Mind Right. And if you want to contact them, you can go to their website at www.g-86.com. Okay, we're going to go back to the reading of the week because I think it's very important for us to get the knowledge of God, to know his word, so we know how to walk, how to talk, and how to behave. And we're going to come from Matthew, the 11th chapter, the 27th through the 29th verse. Something I want you to meditate on, and something I want you to ask God for forgiveness. Not forgiveness. Yeah, ask him for forgiveness, too. But ask him for wisdom and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal anything that you do not understand. And if you still need help, you can always email the counselors at spiritualcounseling@sisterpucci.com. But the verse goes as so. This is Jesus. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus is saying, give it all to me. We are all stressed out in this day and age, and we don't have to be because we have a Lord and Savior called Jesus Christ, and he will handle any situation that you might find yourself going through. Now it's time for the dance break. The dance break is hosted by a resident DJ, DJ Frankie Vibe, and I want to just tell you a little bit about DJ Frankie Vibe before we start. We used to give the DJs about 10 to 15 minutes, sometimes 20, to just express themselves and try to get a message in their form of ministry, which is through gospel, house music, and dance music. I'm an old Chicago househead, so I love it. All right, DJ Frankie Vibes can be reached at www.facebook.com/Frankie.Vibe. You can email him at vibe210012@yahoo.com. He mixes every Sunday from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, at www.959.com. And then again from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.andsowetrust.com. He has a new show of House of Inspiration mix show that is a live broadcast over Ustream every Tuesday. And it'll be with Frankie Vibe on the first and third Tuesday. It would be Kimberly Hovak bringing the Word of God as well. And that's from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.themastersgroove.com. And you know you can go to www.sisterpucci.com and find out about all of that. All right, here we're getting ready for the dance break. Now, this is the time to get up and rejoice, have a good time, and, you know, tune into what the DJ is trying to say to you. But let's give some praises to the Lord because he loves when we praise him. All right, this is the dance break for the week with DJ Frankie Vibe.
He's all right. 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 He's all right.
In the morning, he's all right.
He's all right.
In the noonday, he's all right.
He's all right.
In the evening, he's all right.
He's all right.
In the midnight hour, he's all right.
He's all right.
What's the matter with Jesus?
He's all right.
What's the matter with Jesus?
He's all right.
What's the matter with Jesus?
He's all right.
Yes, he is.
He's all right.
Yes.
He's alright.
Put your hands together.
He's alright.
Put your hands together.
He's alright.
Put your hands together.
He's alright.
because in God you have a friend. He'll be with you till the end. It's daily, your soul frosty.
Telephone desk connect. Waiting on your next. My friend, you might be going through something right now that you might not understand. But don't you worry. What I have to say can bring a change in your life. You see, no weapon formed against you can prosper. It's in the Word. And if you need help, all you gotta do is ask. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks for seek, and he who seeks,
everyone, our Lord and Savior is alive. Ooh, that got my heart a pumping. I hope it got your heart a pumping and got you blessed. Blessed, very blessed. All right, next up on the mic is He's Coming by Cornerstone.
Burning in the fire, you raise the sky. You're living. for yourself, you get held as a sad blow. But Jesus Christ can raise you in the sky like a flagpole. King on the throne in heaven, no castle. And he gonna come back to dictate like Castro. Soon as he comes back, he will ignite force with the armies of heaven. Riding on the white horse, destroying sinners with the breath of his mouth. Tic-tac-toe on his enemies, X-ing them out. In Revelation, by John the prophesier, say if you don't have Christ, you burn in a lake of fire. Unquenchable flames, eternal torment. Trust the work of Christ, cause he made it dormant. Died for sin, he rose in 3 days. Believe what I say and you can be saved. Don't let the day pass, you gotta be immediate. And follow the scripture, you gotta be obedient.
Thought you knew this. The real J-Hope was holding all the blue chains. You can't get by. Why you hiding though? You ain't no guy. What you lying for? This goes to the pastors, the teachers, the doctors, the lawyers, ball players on the bleachers. Christ is coming back, it's really that simple. The days are evil and evil most sinful. This cat told me that my body is a temple. The same cat is catching on his kinfolks. Folks loving the world, it's straight perishing. Covered in sin, it still feel they haven't spent. Life is Christ, everything's irrelevant. Hell is hot, boy, and I ain't scared to tell him this.
That Christ gonna return, coming back in a day. In the clouds with the ones from the grave. The ones that are dear are the ones that are saved. Pay attention, we're slipping on the teacher's time. If you don't listen, you're walking on the fine line. He's taking roll, but you stick with the flu. Christ is coming back in your home with you. Repent, yeah, and turn from your sin. Tomorrow ain't promised, it could be the end. God's coming and the Lord is near. So think about your life, for the Lord has fear. You fucking have a job, well done. Open up your house to the fire and the sun. It's your time to change your life. Cause Christ coming quick like a thief in the night.
Coming back to take us home where my dad said, listen up, but you need to call on this name. For it's too late and you burning in the flames. Trust God, let your life be changed. Gave up his son so you can be saved. Now we run around blind like we don't see. Go to church, bring your partners and your homies. Without Christ in your heart, it gets lonely. Accept love right now and be home free. Time is running out, it's gonna get heavy. Receive Christ right now and press steady. This is real life, bruh, stop playing. Christ coming back, so hear what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right. That was He's Coming by Cornerstone. And if you want to reach Cornerstone, you can go to their website at www.gospelhouseonline.com. All right. Next song up is Let's Go to the Party. Now, this is a song is about Jesus and God throwing a party. And this is how it would be if they did throw a party. So let's go to the party with Rosalyn featuring Fern. JC is the host, and at JC we all know is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. If you want to contact Rosalyn, you can contact her at her website at www.rosalyn.tmgart.com. Well, everyone, this has been a fabulous show, even though we had a little technical difficulties going on, but that's only because, remember, that the more you talk about Christ, the more the devil gets mad. The more the devil gets mad, he's going to try to do things that's going to irritate you. But what you have to do is just get back up, get back in line, and keep on pushing on for the kingdom, for the sake of the kingdom. All right, I wanted to bring to everyone's attention a relatively new show hosted by Brenda White, and it's called Words of Inspiration, Prayer from the Altar. It comes on at 6 a.m., but I need to get the rest of the details for that, but I just wanted you to look out for postings on all the social medias from us, as well as a posting on the website, and I'll let you know when we have all the information or the day and the exact time zone for that. It's a wonderful show to get your praise on that early in the morning with Brenda White. All right. Also, I want you to remember that Monday is the second part of the webinar, and it's going to go for 31 weeks every Monday. The story, God's story, our story. Also, go to the ministry's website and get more information about that. It's kind of a theme. There goes the ministry's website, www.sisterpoochie.com. That's SISTAPOOCHIE. And next week, March the 31st, we are featuring the music of Spiritual Peace, but it's the Y4C episode, which is Youth for Christ. The youth are taking over the studio. DJ Shaheem, our youth DJ, will be doing a dance mix, and we have a new hostess called Shining Star, and she's going to bring all of the announcements and things to you. So we're looking forward to that. Also, don't forget to email us, go to the website, get on our mailing list so you can get the newsletter so you know what's going on with the ministry. All right, I think I've covered everything. But last but not least, we have to leave with the Word of God. And again, it's Matthew 11, chapter 27th through the 29th verse. And we have to understand that Christ reveals himself to you. It's not something that we're doing. It's something that you're chosen. And so when you're chosen and then he reveals himself, you feel very blessed. You should feel very blessed. You should be very special. We are the chosen people, the ones that God has given to Christ to look over. And it goes like this. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. No one knows the Father except the Son. And those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That is so important in these days and times right now when people are worried about so much. All you have to do is go to Matthew 11th chapter and read that verse. Read the whole book of Matthew. But read that verse and you find out that Jesus says give it all to him because his burden is light. Okay, so give everything that concerns you to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and you'll be just all right in this world that we live in today. Okay, everyone, I'm getting ready to sign out like I always do. We're going to roll out of this show like we do every week with How Great Thou Art, and that's a wonderful way to just praise God before we leave. I want to thank everyone who listened live. I love you so much, and everyone who's going to listen to the archives, I love you guys too. Everyone have a blessed and peaceful week, and don't forget, Bible study, Wednesday night, 7:30 with Elder Faye. Everyone, peace and blessings. And it's Here's Our Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music.